You're listening to Manx Radio, and I'm Judith Lay, welcoming you to the podcast of Today at the Guild, results and winning performances from the Manx Music, Speech and Dance Festival.
Manx Radio coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
Tonight, to mark the end of the Manx Music Festival, our beloved guild, which finished last night, mostly lots of new music recorded over this last weekend when we have had so many great choirs to enjoy. That's traditionally how the Guild finishes, and that's what we will be bringing to you, as well as some other performances from during the week that I simply didn't have time to play. Come on, have a little bit of a dance around to this one. One of my favourite instrumentals from the week, it's Skimmy Cure. Well-earned round of applause there for Skimmy Cure. Be sure you will be hearing that one a lot. I just think it makes you want to get up and dance around, even if, like me, you've got two left feet.
Manx Radio coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
Now, the Guild offers some big awards for the best young voice and the best adult voice in the festival. And let's start by congratulating the winners in both those categories, Brisha Kelsey and Neil Tavener. Brisha Kelsey, she told me a lovely little story. She said, this is the fourth time that I've sung for the Sheffield Plate because it covers a wide age range of young singers. So it's possible to go in as a tiny, tiny little singer as Brisha did 10 years ago in 2014 and to qualify for it again this year because it's the winners of the different solo voice classes at different age ranges. So as you grow up, there's a different age class for you to sing in. This would have been her last attempt because the class that she was in is the top limit for qualifying for the Sheffield Plate. So this fourth time was the dream, and Brisha Kelsey was the winner of the Sheffield Plate. That was a competition decided on Friday night. Her accompanist is Madeline Kelly. This is a set song. There's a set song for each age range. And it was quite an interesting choice. If you're of a certain age, that you will instantly recognise, if not the song, certainly the Gershwin style. Let's listen now to a winning performance from Brisha Kelsey. She's accompanied by Madeline Kelly. She told me that the first time that she qualified to sing for the Sheffield Plate, the song was called My Dog Spot. A little bit different now. This is Sheffield Plate holder for 2024, Brisha Kelsey.
To be always sitting around in sadness when you could be
Well-deserved applause for Bresia Kelsey, very, very talented young lady who loves her music. And she was the winner of the Sheffield Plate competition, decided for the best young voice. That was on Friday night. Also on Friday night, we had the final for the Cleveland Medal Test. And the adjudicators have said on a number of occasions, I hope nobody envies me my job, because when you've got 6, 8, 10 excellent singers or beautiful choirs, how do you choose? There's so much merit in all of them, but choose they have to. And so the one who was picked was Neil Taverner. Neil has qualified for the Cleveland Medal Test before, because again, like the Sheffield Plate, there are qualifying classes, in this case, voice types. And so the adults sing in their particular voice type. And then the 6 highest marked finalists will go forward to sing for the Cleveland Medal. And as I say, Neil has qualified before, but this was the first time that he went home with the medal. And interesting thing is, again, it's set pieces. Well, not completely set pieces. There are guidelines to the pieces that the singers must choose from. And so they can pick any piece of their own choice that shows off their voice naturally, or something. Really, the key is to pick a piece that they particularly enjoy singing. So generally, the singers will go for something quite classical. But the other piece, they had to choose a work by a female composer. And this was fascinating, because not only did it put the spotlight on a lot of very talented composers who've never really been given their full credit for their work, but also some more modern composers, because there's no date range on it. It was just, it had to be a composition by a female composer. And Neil really showed that it's not about how long ago a piece of music was written that makes it of value and attraction. He chose a work by Laurie Lakeman. Now, this was only written in 2004, and I think it suits Neil's voice perfectly, part of his winning performance, for which he was awarded the Cleveland Medal. His accompanist also is Madeline Kelly, who was having a very, very busy guild. So here's Madeline accompanying Neil Taverner with Laurie Lakeman's composition, The Apple Orchard.
You won't remember it. The apple orchard we wandered through one April afternoon, climbing the hill behind the empty farm. A city boy, I'd never seen a grove burst in full flower, or spin the bittersweet perfume of blossoms mingled with the dust. Quarter mile of trees in fragrant rows arching above us. We walked the aisle alone in spring's ephemeral cathedral. We had the luck, if you can call it that, of having been in love, but never lovers. The bright flame burning, fed by pure desire. Nothing consumed, such secrets brought to was a moment when I stood behind you, reached out to spin you toward me, but I stopped. What more could I have wanted from that day
Beautiful singing. Lovely voice of Neil Tavener, accompanied by Madeline Kelly and The Apple Orchard. And Neil is the winner of the Cleveland Medal this year. And I was on air on Friday night when the competition concluded. And so it was my lovely colleague, Chris Quirk, who interviewed Neil Tavener. And he asked Neil the inevitable question, how long have you been doing the Guild? And Neil said, to be honest with you, he said, about 50 years ago, he said, I used to be a Morris dancer. He said that it was his school teacher who had encouraged him and put in a very successful Morris dance team. And it is lovely to see. We get great support from the schools in the dancing, which is traditionally the start of Guild Week. And anyway, Neil said he did some Morris dancing. And then he took a break of about 40 years before he came back. This time, not as a Morris dancer, but I'm sure he'd have been very good at it. But he came back as a singer to great effect. Just to tell you who qualified for the Cleveland Medal. It was a wonderful competition because, and unfortunately, I wasn't there, but I'm told by the many people who were, superb singing. Emily Coates, Debbie Gooding, of course, Debbie won the Cleveland Medal last year for the first time. Matthew Quinn, who won in 2019. Neil Tavener, who won this year. Terry Qualtro, who has two medals to his credit. He sang so well this week. Oh, just gorgeous. And sang one of my particular favourites, which is Sea Fever. And when Terry won the second of his two medals, I remember distinctly chatting with him and he said, well, I've got two medals now, one for each of my girls. And that was, of course, his daughter Sarah and his wife Jill, who were there supporting him. Team Qualtro were there in force. And it was very lovely to be able to congratulate Sarah on her engagement. So hopefully there'll be what I can only imagine will be a very musical wedding perhaps next year. But lots of happiness to Sarah and her fiancé. And the final person to qualify was Lorcan O'Mahony. And Lorcan, it's a first-time qualifier for Lorcan. Brilliant for him to get into the final because, as he said himself, he's only quite recently taken up this style of operatic singing at the encouragement of his teacher, Mandy Griffin. Now, Lorcan, he sings in two or three bands. He's a great guitarist. He loves all kinds of music. So it'll be quite interesting to see whether he sticks with working on this genre or whether he just has so many claims on his musical time. But well done, Lorcan, for getting through to the final. And I really hope you enjoyed the experience. Now, we had another final that was decided on Friday night, and this is the Belown Rose Bowl, which is given for the vocal duets, mixed voice duet class, the male voice duet class, and the ladies' voice duet class. The winners of each of those come together and sing again on finals night for the ultimate vocal duets final prize, the Belown Rose Bowl. So we had ladies' voice duets Helen Ferner and Nicola O'Connor, the male voice duet winners Simon Fletcher and Lorcan O'Mahony, and the mixed voice duets of Karen Elliott and Matthew Quinn. And the winners of the Belown Rose Bowl, Karen Elliott and Matthew Quinn, to sing for you now.
You cannot follow me down underneath the sea.
You cannot follow me.
I will net and catch every swimming creature. You shall not escape me, feigning fish's nature. and black and gloomy. He shall hunt the forest, he shall hunt the forest, he shall bring you to me. Then with an eagle's flight, I will escape from sight. Sit free the woman. I will change my being to a star of heaven. Save thee from the distance, distance, never from the driven. You on earth below me will not even know me. Wise men, then shall name you all the stars around you till they find a stranger. Then I shall have found you. There in the heavens high, spells lose their potency. God Most High reigns there alone. He shall bring me back my home.
That was Karen Elliott and Matthew Quinn, accompanied by Gareth Moore and The Magic Chase. And they were the winners of the Belown Rose Bowl in the Vocal Duets final. And that was the only class, the Vocal Duets final, the only class that Karen Elliott competed in this year. And she said that it was so lovely to have the space and time to do some stewarding. And in fact, she was there quite a lot alongside husband John. They were stewarding pretty much for the whole of the week between them. And Karen said she was really enjoying it, the first time she'd had an opportunity to do that. And that just is very much the Guild, that there is a place for everybody. If you want to take a step back from performing but still want to be involved, there's all kinds of support duties that you can offer that keeps you in the family of the Guild, the flavour of the Guild. There is a place for everyone in the music festival, whether it's on the stage or doing some essential work behind the scenes. And there's a lot of that has to be done. And it's not just the polishing of the trophies. Now, another overall award that started in 2019 is very appropriately in memory of a lady who gave a massive amount to the spoken word here on this island as a teacher, an encourager, a supporter of the Guild, and that is Mrs. Pat Corrin. And so there is the Pat Corrin Memorial Trophy that's awarded each guild. And this is for the winners of the spoken word classes to compete again. There are six spoken word classes, and the winners of each of them recite the poem that was set for their respective class at the time, and then an overall winner is chosen. And so we had the finalist for the Pat Corrin Memorial Trophy this year. It was Annie Evans, Evie Traynor, Maximus James, Eilish Kilgallen, Darcy Swan and Ori Wilson. And the winner of the Pat Corrin Memorial Trophy this year is Ori Wilson, who has been competing to a very, very high standard, both in the spoken word and the singing classes this year. So congratulations, Ori Wilson. The Memorial Prize, not only is it a trophy, but there is also a prize of £100. And there are some quite significant cash prizes that are offered in a lot of the classes in the Guild, really to help young people to further their training, either by purchasing equipment if they're dancers, or some extra tuition if they're singers, or in the spoken word. So, congratulations, Ori Wilson. Now, come with me to the songs from the shows, and as well as a prize for the class winner, there is also a prize for the most entertaining performance. The musical is My Fair Lady, the artist is Simon Fletcher, the character is Professor Higgins.
I find the moment I let myself become friends with a woman, I become selfish and tyrannical. So, Here I am. A confirmed old bachelor and likely to remain so. After all, Pickering, I'm an ordinary man who desires nothing more than just the ordinary chance to live exactly as he likes and do precisely what he wants. An average man am I, of no eccentric whim, who wants to live his life free of strife, doing whatever he thinks is best for him. Just an ordinary man. But let a woman in your life, and your serenity is through. She'll redecorate your home from the cellar to the dome, then get on to the enthralling fun of overhauling you. Oh, let a woman in your life, and you are up against a wall. Make a plan and you will find she has something else in mind. And so rather than do either, you do something else that neither likes at all. You want to talk of Keats or Milton. She only wants to talk of love. You go to see a play or ballet and spend it searching for her glove. Oh, let a woman in your life, and you invite eternal strife. Let them buy their wedding bands for those anxious little hands. I'd be equally as willing for a dentist to be drilling than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a very gentle man, even-tempered and good-natured, whom you never hear complain, who has the milk of human kindness by the quart in every vein. A patient man am I, down to my fingertips, the sort who never could, ever would, let an insulting remark escape his lips. Just a very gentle man. But let a woman in your life, and patience hasn't got a chance. Beg for your advice. Your preside will be precise, and then she'll go out and do precisely what she wants. You were a man of grace and polish, who never spoke above a hush. Now all at once you're using language that would make a sailor blush. Oh, let a woman in your life, and you are plunging in a knife. Let the others of my sex tie the knot around their necks. I'd prefer a new edition of the Spanish Inquisition than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a quiet living man who prefers to spend his evenings in the silence of his womb, who likes an atmosphere as restful as an undiscovered tomb. A pensive man am I, of philosophic joys, who likes to meditate, contemplate, free from humanity's mad inhuman noise. Just a quiet living man. But let a woman in your life, and your sabbatical is through. In a line that never ends, come an army of her friends, come to jabber and to chatter and to tell her what the matter is with you. She'll have a booming, boisterous family who will descend on you en masse. She'll have a large Wagnerian mother with a voice that shatters glass. Oh, let a woman in your life. Oh, let a woman in your life. Let a woman in your life. No.
Most entertaining performance in the Songs from the Show is there from Simon Fletcher, recreating the role of Professor Higgins from My Fair Lady. The class winner was Graham Crowe with a song that he inhabits so, so well, as you will hear when I play it for you very shortly. Graham Crowe and Those Canaan Days from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. That's coming along a little bit later. Now we've got loads of videos. Chris Quirk did a wonderful job. He was down every day, all over the place, filming people. So do look at those now. You can find those on our website. You can also find them on our YouTube channel. So if you go to youtube.com and search for Manx Radio, look for the playlist for Today at the Guild and you will find all those there. And you can browse through them, and I hope that you enjoy them. My thanks to everybody who was so willing to be filmed. I really do appreciate it. And just whilst I'm saying thank yous, a massive thank you, not only to Video King Chris Quirk, but to my wonderful Tim Price, who came out of the archive room, and he's just absolutely brilliant at doing all our recordings, ably assisted by Bob A. from the Deep South. So huge thanks to Tim and to Bob for all their help on the engineering side this week. I simply could not have done it without you. Now, Kirkmichael Primary School are brilliant. And Katie Lawrence, is it responsible for them? And here's a class-winning performance from them. Kirkmichael Primary School, directed by the magical Katie Lawrence, and Almost There. It's a class-winning performance.
Mama, I don't have time for dancing. That's just gonna have to wait a while. Ain't got time for messing around. And it's not my style. This old town can slow you down. People taking the easy way.
Class win for Kirkmichael Primary School. That's in the class for under 150 on the register, directed by Katie Lawrence. Now, you might notice that I don't mention marks at all now. Just to clarify on that, marks are given. The adjudicators give everybody a mark, but marks are not to be announced. The Federation of Music Festivals are quite clear on this, and the adjudicators uphold this quite strictly, that the marks are entirely personal between them and the performer. And they're given a full adjudication and a mark, but they just announce who are the first and second place. There's often two or three performers will be awarded a second place. And obviously, there's a winner in each class, but marks are an entirely personal thing, along with the words of the adjudication, which I think is a very good thing. The only thing that sometimes the adjudicators will say when classes have been of an exceptional standard, they will say, there's some very high marks here, or in one case, one of the adjudicators said, I've just given out the highest mark that I've given in the festival. But much more important, as we've been saying in various conversations through the week, much more important is the adjudication, which is full of encouragement and positivity, and really an adjudication that is helpful for the performer to move on and know the areas that are they're strong on already and the areas that they could perhaps work on to make them even better. So that's how we do the adjudication now. And I think, to be honest with you, I'm much more comfortable with that. I'm much happier just saying this was first or this was second and getting on and enjoying the performance.
Manx Radio coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
Right, let's have some choir music now. Now, it's lovely to see community choirs celebrated in the Guild because they are so popular in our community, aren't they? And give us so much pleasure. So we had fine competition here, and I'm going to play some music in a moment from the winners of the community choir class. And of course, the lovely thing about community choirs is that it can have any age range, and it's lovely to see adults and tiny children all taking part. So we had Gobbuk Groove who were singing, and I'm going to play one of their songs because it's quite special and has attracted quite a bit of comment. Lots of people have commented about this. This is Gobbuk Groove, and the song is called Our Island, Our Home. Now, the song was originally Cornwall, My Home, written by Harry Glasson about his Cornish home. And Keith Horn got permission from Harry Glasson to adapt the words to make it ours. So here is a Gobbuk Groove and Our Island, Our Home.
This is my life.
Gubba Groove and our Ireland home. The Class for Community Choirs was won by Uncarer, and that was Aileen Clegg's Manx Gaelic Choir, and we'll be hearing from them. Now, Glenfaber Chorale had great success in the concert class, and this again was a wonderful afternoon's entertainment because we had six fine choirs, each presenting an individual mini concert, and Glenfaber Chorale were in first place, but I can promise you there was so much beautiful music in the other classes that you'll be hearing lots of that. But let's listen now. Glenfaber Chorale, they're conducted as always by Muriel Corkish. Their accompanist is Jean James, and this is part of their programme, Perhaps Love. Glenfaber Chorale, under the direction of Muriel Corkish, accompanied by Jean James, and Perhaps Love. The rest of their programme on Eagle's Wings, When Stars Begin to Fall, and When You Tell Me That You Love Me. And I must remind you that the Guild music will be continued to be played on our local music feature for months and months, because I've got so much lovely music to share with you and some spoken word as well. It's not just about the music. So we will continue to listen. 10:45 every Sunday night is when we feature local music, at least two pieces of local music for you every Sunday night. Now, I mentioned that the winner of the Songs from the Shows, the adult Songs from the Shows, incidentally, there's two other classes for very young singers and teenage singers. Huge support for these classes. So the love for musical theatre is very, very apparent here at the Guild. But winner of the adult Songs from the Shows, you heard the most entertaining performance a little while ago there from Simon Fletcher. Class winner is Graham Crowe.
Were splendidly gold. The fields were a patchwork of clover. The winters were never too cold. We strolled down the boulevard together.
everything round us was fine. Now the fields are dead and bare, no joie de vivre anywhere. In Maintenon we drink a bitter wine. Those Canaan days we used to know, where have they gone? Where did they go? Eh bien, raise your beret to those Canaan days. Do you remember those wonderful parties? The splendor of Canaan's cuisine, the extravagant, elegant soirees, the gayest the Bible had seen. It's funny, but since we lost Joseph, we've gone to the other extreme. No one comes to dinner now, we'd only eat them anyhow. I even find I'm missing Joseph's dreams. Those Canaan days we used to know, where have they gone? Where did they go? Eh bien, raise your beret to those Canaan days. It's funny, but since we lost Joseph, we've gone to the other extreme. Perhaps we all misjudged the lad, perhaps he wasn't really bad. And how we miss his entertaining dreams. Those Canaan days we used to know, where have they gone? Where did they go? Eh bien, raise your beret to those Canaan days. Eh bien, raise your beret.
Those Canaan days from Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, a winning performance there from Graham Crowe, who was accompanied by David Holland. And I promised you some piano playing. Anna Tamarova has a beautiful voice and she's been very successful in the vocal classes and also playing piano. Beautiful piano playing there from Anna Tamarova.
Manx Radio coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.in.